I can't imagine who would be walking around right now celebrating the fact that they voted for Joe Biden. I feel like anyone who has voted for Joe Biden at this point should just be quiet. Because this is a train wreck. This is a train wreck. You guys wanted to talk to us for years about Trump's tweets. About his tweets. Biden is literally a walking disaster. The United States has one of the highest inflation rates we've seen in forever. He completely destroyed the progress we made in Afghanistan in a matter of months. Not to mention all his promises around COVID turned out to be a lie. This is exactly why this black man right here is not just going to vote Democrat. I'm smart enough to look at policy, to look at who is right for us. I'm not voting for a friend in the White House. I'm voting for a president. You guys like Joe Biden because he was on BET? You guys like Joe Biden because he was dancing with you guys? That old man can't even barely move, yet alone think straight. And you guys voted for him because he seems softer and gentle. Character matters. I want someone who I can be friends with in the White House. Okay, well, your friend is destroying our country. This is the Pierre Wilson Show. For years, I grew up, you guys know a little bit about my story. For years, I grew up in what many call Black America. And I remember just always feeling like there was no other option besides Democrats. I mean, it's sickening now that I think back on it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting that it was all around me. Family, friends, everybody, just Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. It's so disgusting. And it's crazy when people sit here and they think about, or they say things like, oh, you know, we're free. How are you free when you're boxed in to one party? You don't even consider the other side. You're not free. You're not free at all. You're in a box. Okay, freedom is being able to assess everyone, to assess everything with a clear lens, not with an agenda. The agenda that is in Black America, that Democrats are the only ones for you. That's not freedom. Okay, that's called walking in lockstep. Generational curses are real. I talk about that a lot on all my shows. I believe the fact that parents and grandparents and all these people teach their kids in a manner that leans left, okay, when it comes to politics at least, not values, I think that is being put in the box. And that's a generational curse in itself. And the reason why I said teach their kids when it comes to politics, not values, is because Black people are pretty conservative. They're pretty conservative people. I always say this. You won't find a Black person who enjoys paying taxes and wants to pay. Oh, I want to pay more taxes. I want the government to take more out of my check. Yes, please. I heard nothing but the Black people around me complaining about taxes. Most of the Black people I know hate government. They can't stand government. Yet they're voting for a party that wants to grow government. Makes sense, right? Most of the Black people I know do believe in the Second Amendment. Whether they say it like that or not, they do. I know Black people who will take pride in their guns, who they don't want the government seizing their guns. They don't want the government coming to tell them how to use their guns. Black people are some of the most church-going people I've ever met in my life. They believe in Christian values. They don't want to see this country overrun where we don't have genders anymore. God is very clear on the gender role. God is very clear on the man and woman role. God is very clear on marriage. If they go to the right church, because churches is a whole nother ballgame, right? We got churches that are not of God. I don't care what they're saying, where they're teaching from. They're not of God. And they're twisting the Bible's words to fit the narrative of today. But the real Christians in Black America, it's no way they could support these things. It's no way they could support the liberal agenda that is literally destroying God's word. But yet they're voting Democrat. And yet they're telling you that, oh, this is the way to go. We're Black. We got to stand up together and we got to vote for Democrats. Let's deliver the White House for Joe Biden. This is why not one single person can tell me that true freedom means being a Democrat all your life without doing research and really understanding the conservative side. And research is not talking to your mama and your daddy or your auntie and your uncle and your friends or your teacher at school. No, because everywhere you go in Black America, they are pushing the Democrat agenda. That was the biggest thing when I had my red pill moment. That was the thing that upset me the most. It wasn't so much that I was leaning Democrat. It was the fact that I felt like I never had a choice. No one presented all the facts to me. No one allowed me to choose for myself. The people I trusted as a kid growing up were giving me information that leaned one way and one way only. No one gave me access to all the facts. Your family in Black America, Democrat. Friends, Democrat. Your teachers in Black American schools, Democrat. Your favorite celebrities, pushing Democrat talking points. No matter where you turn on the radio in Black America. That radio host is speaking Democrat talking points. It felt like I had been completely shut off from a whole nother side of viewing things. Thankfully, we live in the greatest country on earth. I had a chance to be able to step out on my own, to be able to really do some true research, get away from all the noise. And I found out that I was voting the wrong way. I'd always been a conservative. I had always been a conservative. See, conservatism and being a conservative is the values. Republican is the party. People forget that. I may not have always been a Republican, but I was always a conservative. I was voting for the wrong party. And in many ways, the Democratic Party, way back in its heyday, was more conservative. This party is a socialist crap hole now. They got the media in their pockets. They've got Hollywood in their pockets. It's crazy how the narrative in left America, in Democrats America, specifically in Black America, it's crazy how the narrative is that Republicans are somehow for the rich when all the rich people support Democrats. It doesn't make any sense. They are the liberal elites for a reason. And they drive the narrative home that Republicans are racist because they don't want to battle them from a policy standpoint. If you battle Republicans from a policy standpoint, there is more of a chance that more of these Democrats will wake up and say, you know what, I'm a conservative too. I actually agree with conservative values. So no. Democrats never want to battle conservatives from policy standpoints. They always want to battle them from an emotional standpoint because they know emotions. When done right, when you manipulate a person's emotions, it does not matter how much truth the other person is speaking. That person is so riled up off their emotions that they won't even listen to common sense. That's the Democrat playbook. Make everyone emotional. Get everyone marching. Get everyone pissed off and upset and mad and angry all the time. These people they're out to get you. They want to see you destroyed. They don't like people that look like you. And then you get the Hollywood celebrities on your side so that you see it on commercials and you see it on your TV screen every day. You see it on Instagram when you log in, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere you go. You see it. I mean, by Democrat standpoints, you would think Republican congressmen and women would be showing up at your house just straight up shooting you. You would think that they would be putting in place policies that would try to send us back to Africa. They're trying to use voting rights. They're trying to use the push to secure our election as a racist narrative, not even realizing that they are being racist and they're being racist themselves. It's in and of itself racist to sit here and act like Black people can't obtain IDs. How is that not racist? You think we're stupid? You think we're dumb? We can't get an ID? Oh, but we can get an ID. We can get an ID to get our 40s, right? We want alcohol. We need an ID for that. That's not racist. Oh, we need to get on a plane. We need an ID for that. That's not racist. Oh, Black people are supposed to be, aspiring to be homeowners in Black America, but don't they need an ID to do that? Matter of fact, how do they get a job? Don't they need an ID? I mean, it is absolutely embarrassing, the things that Democrats push on Black America, and Black America falls for it every single time. So I am proud to sit here as a conservative. I have never been more proud in watching Joe Biden's disaster of an administration lets me know that I for sure made the right choice, as if I already didn't know that. Let me tell you about the inflation going on right now, because the average person that's not really worried about politics, doesn't really know they won't really pay attention to this, but this is money out of your pocket. Okay, middle class America. This is affecting you more than anyone else. Americans for Tax Reform did a study last month. Gasoline prices have increased 45.1% in the last 12 months. Energy, 24.5% in the past 12 months. Bacon has increased 8.4% in the past 12 months. Fresh fish and seafood has increased 6.4% in the past 12 months. Fresh whole milk increased 7.5%. It goes on and on and on. So here's the thing, because I know some, and I know you guys are going to be like, oh, well, some of that was Trump was here and that was part. I understand that, and I'm going to get to that. You're right. Some of the past 12 months, President Trump was here. But I don't know if you guys remember the economic recovery that was showing. It was showing signs of life on its way out. Trump had an entire plan. He talked about this plan over and over and over. He was on track. And then that horrible jobs number report came out for Joe Biden. Tanked the economy. Inflation went crazy again. I mean, we were seeing the progress. Of course, I'm not dumb. We're going to see some issues with the economy. We had a huge pandemic, obviously, last year. I get it. But my concern is that it's trending upwards when it wasn't anymore. And Joe Biden has done nothing to curb this. He has made it worse. Trump had a clear plan of where we were going to be, and we were on track. And Joe Biden didn't. And now it's getting worse and worse. He's killing the economy. He doesn't know what he's doing. If he's even the one making the decisions. And in the Afghanistan debacle, look at that. What the heck is Joe Biden doing to help in Afghanistan? The Federalist just actually spoke about how the Biden administration is forcing Americans to pay for rescue flights. According to the State Department Advisory Council, they said on August 14th that flights are not free and passengers will be required to sign a loan agreement and may not be eligible to renew their U.S. passports till the loan is repaid. The cost may be $2,000 or more per person. You mean to tell me that Joe Biden's horrible decision to withdraw our troops without really paying attention to what the landscape was before he made that decision is now going to put blame essentially on the Americans who are there by forcing them to pay to be rescued? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Not to mention, folks, I don't know who saw that interview. That man had no remorse for what is taking place. And why is it that Joe Biden can take credit for this and that and this and that, all these things when he wants to take credit for it? And why is it that everything that Trump did that he didn't like, he wanted to reverse? He came in day one. Remember all those executive orders he signed the first? That man was signing, I thought he was going to run out of pens. I mean, that man was signing executive order, erasing everything that Trump did. Oh, but this situation, he's like, oh, well, Trump, you know, he had an agreement in place and I didn't want to break. So this one was on Trump, right? But you reversed everything else, had the opportunity to reverse this. You had the opportunity to look at the situation as the current president of the United States and decide if the decision that was in place or the agreement that was in place was still a proper agreement for today. You had a chance to look that over and you stuck with it, Joseph R. Biden. You stuck with it. So you don't get to blame President Trump for a decision that you made. You're weak. You are weak. You are a weak president. I don't care how nice your family and friends think you are. And I could have a whole show about his character, Jim Crow Joe, and his racist behavior throughout the years and years he's spent in politics. But I'm not going to do that here. But for all you that believed in this nice old man's image, that's on you. But despite the fact that you seem like some old, nice, sweet old man, you are a disaster as a president. You're weak. You think Americans' allies respect us more? I'm hearing people like, oh, earlier in the year, like, oh, well, America's going to be respected again. Let me explain something to you. Because I think people don't understand or respect. It's almost like, I always like to do analogies and to give people a direct example of their life. It's almost like a friend who uses you. We have allies around the world who support us, but they only support us as long as we can be of use to them. They use us. Okay, we give them tons of money, military help, all sorts of things. They use us. If you think those are our friends, then I'm just going to be honest. You're an idiot. If you think that majority of these countries are friends because they just love America and they just love who we are, you're an idiot. And you don't understand the world stage. They will stick by us as long as we seem like we're the biggest bully in town. But the moment we show signs of crack, like this Afghanistan situation, you are going to start to see new allies form. China is already, they're already, you know, taking advantage of this opportunity. We look weak. We went into Afghanistan. We've been there for 20 years. We were building up this, you know, Western style civilization and, you know, promoting our values there, bringing forth democracy. The president was pretty much someone that America controlled, you know, with strings, and they just collapsed. And what did we do? Nothing. We charged our own citizens to get out. That's what we did. We did nothing. But you think America's respected again? No. I don't care if you didn't like Trump. Again, I did not vote for a friend to be in the White House. I voted for a president. I voted for someone that was going to take no prisoners, that was not going to play in the White House. Okay? I voted for someone who was going to get the job done and make sure that America was not steamrolled. We are not everyone's piggy bank. We're not. And President Trump was the ultimate alpha male, the ultimate leader. And he was the leader that we needed, whether we realized it or not. I realized it, certainly. Because Joe Biden's a joke. He's a joke. And what's going on with COVID, folks? What's going on with that? What's going on with COVID? I wish we could just go back and circle back, in the words of his White House press secretary, circle back and just relive that campaign again. Joe Biden promised to get COVID under control. When he's president, it's going to be under control. It's crazy, folks. Lockdowns are happening again. They put in place a mask mandate in Charlotte, which I am so glad to see liberal Charlotte without masks. I've been walking around and I've been going in the store. People have not been complying. I love it because this is a liberal city. I love it. Listen, the only place I will say, because some people are like, oh, I don't wear masks anywhere. I'm not that person. I get it. I hate masks. For the most part, I don't comply. There's some situations where I comply. Like I comply on a plane because I'm telling y'all, I hate driving. So I'm you know, I hate driving. I'm just being honest with y'all. Y'all know I'm a transparent conservative. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I am not trying to get kicked off no plane. I mean, if it really came down to it and I had to get into an argument with somebody about this mask, like if I really wanted to get into it and I let my pride come out too, like liberals do every day, I could let it come out and I could really battle and I'd be off that plane. And that's fine. And I'll be feeling good until I have to drive. And I'm like, dang, I got to drive now. So, I mean, there's certain places I do. But you talking about grocery stores and going, I don't put no mask on. I'm not putting on no mask. I'm not doing that. I don't comply. I'm not complying. And so far, I haven't had anyone say anything to me. I think America is tired of it. I think liberals are tired of it, too. You just said if all these people got the vaccine, half of America got the vaccine, and we'll be fine. Well, Joe Biden, your numbers are there. And you're making us put on masks again? The Democrats are making... give me a break. This is how so many small businesses closed last year because they started putting in these mask mandates and these social distancing, and you only have so many people in this. He's getting ready to crush the economy again, even more. The Democrats are insane. They are insane. And I'm not... I've always said... it's not that I don't think COVID is real. I think COVID is very... I had COVID. I believe I shared this on the episode before. I did have COVID. It sucked. I'm not going to lie. It was actually, I am not going to sit here and pretend that it was some easy thing for me. It wasn't. It wasn't the easiest thing. I mean, I recovered, obviously. My immune system did what it was supposed to do. Very proud of that. But it sucked. I had shortness of breath for a little bit. That actually lasted the longest. Couldn't eat, really. Had a really high fever. It sucked. It sucked. But even with what I went through, you could ask me now, do I think we should shut down the entire country? I would tell you no. And this is from a person who had it. I wasn't one of those lucky people who didn't have any symptoms at all. I had symptoms. I had a lot of the things that they're talking about in the news or the things. I had almost all of it. And I'm still telling you that we should not shut down the country over it. It was not worth that. It was not worth that. If people are vulnerable, they need to make decisions to stay home or whatever the case may be. But to shut down and make people who have strong immune systems or business owners and all these people suffer the consequences so you can just, you know, prove how powerful you are, it's a joke. Mask mandates are illegal. Don't comply. Don't comply. And thankfully, I work for an employer where they support that. There's no mandatory vaccine requirement. There's no mandatory mask requirement. No. And I realize some of you guys are in tough situations. I'm not being insensitive, but if your job is forcing you to get a vaccine, it's time to consider another job. I mean, the market's open. Places are hiring. It's time to consider going elsewhere. Because that's sickening. It's sickening. Being a Democrat is essentially being someone who is admitting that you operate off emotions. That to me is what being a Democrat is. It's someone that operates off of emotions only. And I'm not saying there's not room for emotions. And I mean, obviously, I don't need to speak to my character because I do believe the people around me can speak to enough. Right, I know who I am. I'm a Christian. I know I do right by people. I help people. I know who I am. I'm not going to go all into it, right? I know who I am. But I'm also conservative. So I'm sharing that because you don't have to be a Democrat to care about people. But you can't be a Democrat and honestly have common sense. Not in my opinion. Not anymore. Not this Democrat Party. Not this party. So I encourage people, turn off the news. Find some non-biased places to do your research. Message me if you need some. Stop listening to LeBron James. By the way, has anyone asked LeBron James what to do about Afghanistan? Since he's a de facto leader. He's the head of the FBI. He's the head of the National Security Council. He's the president of the United States. Apparently, LeBron James thinks he thinks this king thing is like everything. He just has say in everything that the United States does, right? He's our foreign diplomat. He does it all. He does it all. He's the king. Have we checked with him about Afghanistan? Because I guess that's who needs to make the call, right, LeBron? He needs to make the call. I'll make sure we reach out to him, see what he wants us to do. What a joke. I encourage you guys to do your research. I'm proud of who I am. I don't care who I've lost. Like I always tell you, I've lost some family. I've lost some friends. I've lost it all. You know what? I don't change him. I've never felt more right than I feel today about my values and where I'm lined up. I am so proud to be a conservative. I'm proud to be teaching my kids to love this country, to be proud of where they live. I'm proud that I have a wife who supports me and who makes her own decision. I had to share this with somebody the other day. They're like, oh, your wife probably just feels that way because you obviously don't know my wife. You don't know my wife. If you think that my wife is just making this decision because I'm a conservative, you don't know my wife. I would argue my wife is actually further right on some points, and I would argue that my wife was more aware of her conservative values before I was. My wife is an opinionated woman. I love it. I love it. She shows me respect as a man of the house. You know, when it's time to make a decision as a family, my wife shows me that respect, and she allows me to lead as God intended. and I lead as God intended, and God leads me as God intended. But on a regular day, when there's no major decisions or it's just us having a conversation, my wife has plenty to say. And I can't do nothing but shake my head proudly with a smile on my face, because that woman does her research and she knows what she's talking about. I'm trying to get her to go on social media. She's not really big on social media. She likes her privacy and all that. But my wife has some opinions, y'all. She got some opinions. I'm going to get her on the show, too. She has some opinions. I mean, my wife sent me stuff. I'm sitting here like, baby. She's a stay-at-home mom, you know, taking care of the kids. So she got some between work and my public appearances and different things. Sometimes she has a little more time to look some of these things up than I do. So she sends me stuff sometimes. I'm like, woo, sending me the heat. I can't wait to get her on social media. I'm going to get her on social media. I'm telling you, I'm going to get her on. I'm going to find a way. But for all the Americans out there, black, white, Hispanic, whoever you are, I encourage you to do your research. Make sure you know what you are doing. Don't let anyone push you into identity politics, okay? I talk to Black America a lot because at the end of the day, they are being manipulated by the Democrats in a way that no other group is. Break those chains. Join America as a whole. This is your country too. I have traveled across Middle America, West Coast, East Coast, South, North. I have been to the places that they said that a black man can't go. And I have felt nothing but love from the patriots across this country. This is not a racist country. I don't feel awkward in any room. Put me in a room with a bunch of people from Middle America and I will be at home. It doesn't matter where I'm at. A room full of black people, I'm an American. I'm a patriot. And I have broke that whole liberal mindset of fearing certain groups. And boy, has it helped me out so much to live my life to the fullest. I love America and I love all my patriots. My gun-toting cowboy hat, cowboy boot-wearing patriots, I love them. Okay? I love all of them. I love Black America. I love my Hispanic. I love them all because you guys are all Americans to me. So step outside of your comfort zone. Do research on your own. Until next time, take care.